Hey, I don't think that's very funny.
Hi, we're here with Tom Segura.
Hello.
Nice.
That's exciting stuff. That's why I came down here.
We're just recapping Beer Olympics, which I thought was going
to
be fun.
Yeah, I was invited to that. I couldn't make it.
You dodged a bullet. That shit sucked. Yeah.
Did you guys do anything to prepare?
I mean, we developed alcoholism.
Yep.
Everyone's like, Shane and Bert are going to win. Not nowhere near.
No.
Flip, what were the things?
It was
like
beer pong.
Nice. There you go. There you go.
Hey. We're back in this thing.
Flip cup. Beer ball, which you just throw a ping pong ball at a beer can.
Okay.
And you that was me and Bert's worst, because you have to scramble to pick the ball up.
Oh, what? Shit.
Me and Bert can't bend down. The other dudes were so fast and trying so hard.
That's
like,
the thing. They
shoving
don't,
dudes out of the way, diving on the ball.
Do like, casual.
Yeah.
And then it's like, who do you think is the best at this? And that just asking that question alone changes everything.
And that, the chug, I blew it. So the opening event was chug a liter. So I think that's like three beers.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the one thing me and Bert have a shot at.
Yeah.
Predictions, I think me and Bert win or are top three in the chugging at the beginning, and then I don't think we stand a fucking chance.
I tried to chug as fast as I could. It just went straight up my nose. I was like, I have to stop. I was such a bitch, dude. It was so embarrassing. I was just a fat bitch all day. Then
I'm so glad I didn't go.
Yeah, you dodged it, dude. Although I was also bringing a lot of it on myself.
Talking a lot of shit.
I was chirping.
You suck, dude. You're not good at this.
Bro.
Hey! Not in my house. Where's Chandler? I'm gonna whoop his fucking ass.
Yeah, Shane's still trying to make his first cup.
No, I've made a bunch. You wanna see the first one? Here's the first one. Also, for real, don't post that.
Yeah, I threatened all the tricks, dude. I said, if you put your hands on me, I'm shitting in your pool, dude. Don't come. I said, I have a gun in my car. I'm going to kill everyone. I have an AR-15. I'm going to shoot everyone in here if you keep bullying me.
Hey, I don't think that's very funny.
What is the, what's the pro lineup there? It's who?
George Kittle and DeForest Buckner.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
DeForest Buckner is a freak, dude. You see that guy, you're like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
And these guys are all retired?
No.
What?
No, they're like pro bowlers.
And they're getting played?
Yes.
And they're getting hammered too.
Yeah. They got shit faced.
Yeah. So it's like, so it's like not only that level of athleticism, but they're also fueled.
They're fired up.
Yeah, they're fired the fuck up.
And then, so like you guys know me. If somebody says something mean to me, I try to say the meanest thing possible.
Yeah.
And if you do that to those guys, they will resort to violence. They will immediately go to violence.
Got it.
Taylor gave me 10 different headlocks. He made me tap 10 times.
By the officials. But if you ever have any doubt about how people feel about their quarterback, look at Taylor Lewan immediately into the face of Richard Sherman.
And I was like, dude, I'm going to tap every time. Stop doing it. And sometimes he wouldn't listen to the tap. I'd be like, dude, for real this time.
Oh. And you're a big dude, which just
not
goes...
even. I mean, I was a baby boy.
No, but
boy,
I mean, it just
dude.
Goes to like to about like how what other level these fucking freaks are.
I suplexed him.
Yeah,
I hope they got that on camera. I got him a couple times in there.
There you go.
I was holding him underwater at one point. You know me in the water, dude.
True.
I said, come down to the deep end,
dude.
You are
a creature
in the
water. A
little hippo in there, dude.
You're a creature.
That really did the most physical damage to me was a guy named James Neal. He's a retired NHL player.
Nasty.
And I thought he was joking. We were playing pool basketball, so we were shoving off the ball, pushing kind of as hard as we could.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was joking. At one point, while I thought we were joking, he grabbed me by the throat and held me down.
What the fuck?
I was like, dude, I thought we were joking. And he was like, my bad on that one. I was like, holy shit.
Damn, dude.
You're describing a scenario in which everybody then goes, where's Tom? Because I would have fucking left.
Dude.
Like, I would have been like, fuck this.
Yeah, Bert was backing off a little.
Right. Yeah. Could you goaltend?
He did not play pool basketball. Pool basketball wasn't the event. We were just playing.
Oh, that's a serious thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see Bert being like, I really didn't like when you choked me.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. I didn't like when you shoved me.
Also,
underwater.
Getting shoved, dude.
Don't shove me.
By professional shovers, too?
Yeah, true.
That literally one of the best. Taylor Lewan's one of the greatest shovers of all time.
And he's shoving you.
He was shoving the fuck out of me, dude. It hurts so bad. Oh. I have cuts all over my back from the wall.
Getting pushed against the concrete wall.
You basically, this is an advertisement to like, hey, don't invite anybody who's not one of you like to that thing ever again.
Yep.
It's a great experience. You go up to dunk and pool basketball and your older cousin just shoves you into the wall.
God, and you're punched like, me directly. I went up for a dunk and a dude tried to swat it and just fucking hit me straight in the face.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I called a foul.
This basically,
there's got to be one foul here because I just got punched in the face.
This is what it really sounds like is like a group of big brothers. We're like, let's all invite our little brothers over and fuck them up for a day.
This was the first experience of mine where I was the little brother because I was always big.
Yeah.
So I was never the little brother that you could do wrestling moves to.
Yeah.
This was the first time guys were strong enough to just fucking ragdoll me for, but I was hammered.
Right.
So nothing hurt.
Yeah.
Nothing hurt until the next day. And I was like, oh my God. Covered in bruises.
Why did you laugh? Like, dap it up with Shane.
Nah, it was complaining.
Taylor, you could hurt somebody's shit. You could hurt somebody's shit.